Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature. And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. Running the three-man show today, Bish Bucks out. It's me, Cakes, and EB. There's an NFL rookie that I didn't know much about, but I'm hearing him complain a lot.
Yeah.
And so he's made some noise. Shamar Stewart is a first-round draft choice from the Cincinnati Bengals, and here's what has become notable in the last few days.
I would visit nj.org.
All right, 1 second. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry,
we'll get it.
Just give me 2 seconds.
Shamar Stewart, big pass rusher, like end edge player out of Texas A&M. A guy that I think was being considered by the Commanders if he was there at 29, but he wasn't. He went 17th overall.
I'm 100% right. I'm going to ask for nothing y'all never done before. But in y'all case, y'all just want to win arguments that winning more games, in my opinion. I can't say what I really want to say, but it's their contract. They could do what they want with it. I thought I'd be on the field by now. That's what I would thought. I've been staying ready to go. I mean, it's my job now. I got no choice but to be ready to go.
It's a very simple and specific dispute. It all comes down to the language that voids future guarantees. The current contracts, the prior contracts, including Amarius Mims last year, the tackle who was drafted 18th overall, one pick below Stewart this year, the T. Higgins and Jamar Chase contracts, the language in those contracts says if you committed default, it wipes out your guarantee for the year when the default is committed. They want to change that language where... And this is the practical outcome. If you have a default, you void all future guarantees. Now, a lot of teams already have that. The Bengals didn't, though. The Bengals are trying to change their procedures with this one guy. And this one guy is saying, I'm not going to be the one who changes. Your past contracts are set up this way. That's all I want. I want the past contract. I want the same contract Amarius Mims got. I don't want to change that language. And when he says you're trying to win an argument, that's the point. They just want him to say, okay, I'll take whatever you put in front of me and I'll move on. And he's resisted and he's refusing to participate in practice. At least he's there. He doesn't have to be there. He's not under contract. It's a weird situation. And I wonder how far it's going to go. And I can tell you this, there's at least from the perspective of Stewart's camp, contemplation of his options, including sitting out the whole year and re-entering the draft. Not that
I just don't know why a team that was so bad on defense is aiming to make their defense worse by not having the rookie participate in offseason activities and not trying to at least either trade or sign Trey Hendrickson. I just think this is a team that's going to that's going to face another season of poor defensive play. I mean, they threw their defensive coordinator overboard in the offseason. So you have a new guy with new systems to learn, and you don't have all your personnel intact? Just seems like a disaster waiting to happen again.
Especially in an era where all these rookies, this is not really a thing for rookies anymore.
Right.
Yeah, but haven't we learned that there's really some pencil pusher who's negotiating these contracts for teams? Like, we learned Adam Peters isn't the one negotiating. He's got a guy.
Right, it's been that way for years.
Now he's in charge.
Yeah.
But they delegate it to somebody else. So the Bengals, they just have somebody who's hard line.
No. They're dictating to the negotiators.
I understand
the negotiator's doing exactly what they want.
Yeah, there's a reason that the Bengals have, that they're notorious for being cheap, not getting deals done. Though they kind of flown in the face of that by giving Burrow a long-term deal, by signing Ja'Marr Chase to a deal where he's making $40-plus million. T. Higgins is making big money. But if you're going to lavish all that money on the offense, at some point you have to take care of your defense that was giving up 25-plus points per game.
Do we know exactly what the specific detail that they're arguing about, the language?
Yeah, Florio said it.
He was explaining it.
Yeah, if you basically quit after year one, the guarantees of your contract aren't awarded to you after that year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's say he quits after his rookie season and he signs a 5-year deal. Mm-hmm. Those 4 years will be voided. That all the guarantees within those 4 years afterwards will be voided. Mm-hmm. And you, I guess, Cakes called the Bengals cheap. But if the Bengals don't do this, doesn't that make them uncheap? Right? They're one of the only teams that don't practice this.
Yes.
So when
they're trying to join the rest of the teams who are not just doling out these guarantees that come back to home.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're trying to actually be
frugal.
More frugal.
Right. Yeah. The Bengals.
The Bengals.
Of course.
Yes. But I think it's two separate situations. Like, they may be cheap when it regards to Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
But in this case, they're actually trying to get to the league norm,
mm-hmm.
according to Florio.
Yeah, but Ja'Marr Stewart is looking at it like, well, the guys who just signed last year, they didn't have this language in their contract, so he's pushing back. I understand his stance.
And it's early. It doesn't really mean anything. They'll figure it out. I don't think this one's going to linger another 8 weeks. I would be stunned. I mean, I think it's important for a rookie to be in their first mini camp and whatever. I don't think it's critical yet. I don't think. Maybe it is. But I don't think. We'll see. I don't know how you solve it. He seems he's adamant that he's 100% right.
The Bengals' first 5 games, by the way, they're at the Browns to open. They should win that game. Home to the Jags. Probably should win that too. Then it gets tougher at the Vikings, at the Broncos, home to the Lions.
Just remember, the Bengals have started off horribly under Zach Taylor. And it came back to bite us in the Survivor Pool.
Yeah, it certainly did.
Yeah, but is that a flaw in his coaching system, or is that just sort of a unique?
I mean, if he's been there for however many years and he always limps out the slow starts.
In September, Zach Taylor has a record of 7-14-1.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and they've started 0-2, 0-3 several times.
How many of those losses have been to teams that they definitely should have beaten, where they were decided favorites?
I mean, I'd have to go. It's just 22 games. I'd have to go through it.
That sounds like a 4 or 5 year sample. But
if he starts 0-2 this year, they might want to consider firing him because they're facing the Browns and the Jags in the first 2 weeks. Like, you got to take advantage of those two teams.
You don't think the Jags would be a little bit better? Don't we think the Jags
think
would be a little
better? But I think a home game against the Jags, like the Bengals, are going to be favored in that game.
I mean, yeah. I got to believe, all right, some of those games, EB, I got to believe, are against tough opponents. But in the last 5 seasons,
yeah,
with Joe Burrow manning the quarterback position most of the time, they've started 0-2 4 out of 5 years.
Mm-hmm. What's their overall record in the last 5 years under Joe Burrow? Back of the baseball. I'm going to go with back of the baseball card bit. The Rizzo back of the baseball card bit.
I mean, it's probably pretty solid, but just with slow starts.
I don't know.
They find their way in the mid part and late in the season.
Last 5 years are 37-44-1.
It's not great.
Hey, I'm fascinated by this. I actually think Stewart, I think there's a good possibility he re-enters the draft.
Oh, really?
Think about it. Mm-hmm. In the age of NIL, mm-hmm. like these kids aren't that desperate to sign a bad contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
They kids have a lot more leverage these days, especially talents coming from a big-time program in the SEC, where Texas A&M has so much donor money.
Can he just go back right back to Texas A&M?
That deadline might have passed.
No.
He would re-enter the draft.
Oh, like, okay. I see what you're saying.
He would just re-enter the draft next year without signing the contract.
So he just sits out a year.
The problem is, what are you going to do to stay in football shape and all that?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm sure you could come up with some sort of plan where you have scouts come see private workouts with you, right? You can do simulated games on your own, and then have the footage for it. I actually think this might be a historical thing, especially with kids these days and having the money and just not having to sign a bad deal.
Could be. Maybe he just looks at the Bengals and says, you know what, bad luck getting drafted by a dysfunctional franchise.
What number did
and I
he
don't
go?
Want to play for them. What, 17.
17. He went 17. But if he re-enters the draft.
Well, obviously his contract wouldn't be as big if he was a first-round pick. But if
it's a lost year, though. It's tough for guys to give up a lost year of making big money when they don't know how long their careers are going to last.
Yeah.
It's very rare that you have a John Riggins situation who sits out a year of his career.
Yeah. But his point is they already have enough money to have a little taste of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what his NIL deal was.
Probably wasn't terrible.
It's probably not cheap.
Probably wasn't terrible.
Who, Shamar Stewart?
Yeah.
Oh, he's probably making over $1 million.
I would say
right, easily. How long is that going to last? That's not going to last him that long.
Yeah, but in other words, he's not desperate.
Yeah.
He may not be desperate, but the guy had 4.5 sacks in 3 years of college football. The only reason he was drafted high is because of his spark score. So he's definitely taking chances if he sits out a whole year and tumbles to the third round. Maybe other owners don't want to deal with him. It's not just risky for the Bengals. He could lose a lot too.
I think at the end of the, for sure. That's where I was going is that if he was picked 17th this time, he'll be picked a lot worse the next time because he's also going to be pain in the ass.
All right. Well, let's extrapolate this out. Think about this. If you're a quarterback, okay, and you're a Heisman finalist and you have a great year. And there's an organization you don't want to go to that
Arch
drafts
Manning
you.
Manning or something.
Yeah, say you're Arch Manning.
Yeah. And then $20 million.
Yeah, he's made $10 million in his NIL deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and let's say the Raiders have the number one overall pick, and you don't want to go play for the Raiders. Mm-hmm. You could easily sit out.
I think those guys in those situations are more likely. This is, and you never know about these NIL reports, but I'm reading a story from April where Shamar Stewart reportedly turned down an $11.2 million NIL offer from Alabama.
I mean, that's...
So that means he must have made some good money there.
At Texas A&M?
Yeah. If you're turning it down in Alabama.
Well, he decided to go pro.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, he probably made 50% of that at Texas A&M.
I'm sure he made
So he's got a little war chest.
But here's the point with him. It's such a trivial little detail. He's not going to quit after 1 year. So even though on principle he may be right, hey, none of my previous guys have done this, that would be an easy thing for me to cave on because I know I'm not going to quit. And especially if someone argues to me, hey, guys, the rest of the league are doing this, you're just going to have to eat it. And after a period of time, I would go, you know what? It's fine. I'm not quitting. I'm going to get my guaranteed money. I'm going to show up and get my guaranteed money.
Well, but what if...
I think he's going to cave.
But what if the relationship with the Bengals has soured because of this?
I'm sure it soured a little bit. I'm sure there's bitterness.
Sure it's not great.
Sure there is bitterness.
I mean, you don't think, but you don't money think talks. You'd be spiteful and...
I don't know. Money talks at the end of the day. It's like, yeah, what are they going to give me? $15 million guaranteed? All I just got to do is not quit.
All right. I already got five in the bank.
I know. But it's, you know what? Another 15. I ain't quitting.
Right.
So I think as a guy who's caved on things before in negotiations, we all have, because you don't get everything you ask for, that would be one I could cave on. Because I'm not going to quit.
I'm going to put myself out there and say, no chance Samar Stewart was offered $11 million from Alabama.
I agree.
That's the fakest story
I've
ever
shenanigans.
Heard.
I mean,
well, come on.
That's what I said. You never know about these reports.
But it depends on how, like, you know, it could be like other things. It's not that they're giving him $11 million NIL, but they might say, you know, they have bunch of endorsements and other crap. It's not just the school giving him $11 million. You know what I mean?
Nobody. You could add up every penny he would ever get. They're not paying defensive ends
Cooper,
$11 million.
Cooper Flagg got like $28
million? Sounds like a social media misinformation thing that went around.
Maybe. I'm not into it.
Supposedly had a deal with Throne Sport Coffee. I don't think they're paying him $11 million.
Come on. Let's use our noggin.
And Texas Aggies United, which is their NIL partnership.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't monitor it. But I think he's going to cave on that issue. At the end of the day, I think he's going to cave.
I think so. He's probably got a lawyer agent who's saying, hey, this is important, and he's following the advice, but it seems like he's showing up to camp anyway.
Yeah.
So he's around, which shows his willingness to play. But as he said, they're more interested in the argument than getting him on the field, which
right,
is a sentiment for all the Cincinnati players, because they probably want the Trey Hendrickson situation resolved. For your best chance to win.
That one, I have no idea what's going to happen with that one. That one seems like the real deal.
Coming up next, we'll talk a little Nats. They get swept by the Mets. On the positive side, there are rumors that might get you excited. We'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.